I'm David Wellna at the Capitol. The Republican who chairs the House Intelligence Committee, Michigan's Peter Hoekstra, continued giving a thumbs down today on Michael Hayden. Hoekstra told CNN the choice of an Air Force general to head the CIA sends the wrong signal, after yesterday calling him the wrong man for the job. But as a member of the House, Hoekstra has no vote on Hayden's nomination. His Republican colleagues in the Senate who do have such a vote were more upbeat about the president's choice. Majority Leader Bill Frist issued a statement calling Hayden a very qualified nominee. Frist added that he looked forward to a prompt confirmation by the Senate. In an interview, Texas Republican John Cornyn said he hoped Democrats would continue bringing up Hayden's ties to the NSA surveillance program.
And to continually attack the president and his surrogates, in this case his nominee for the CIA for this program, I think is a self-inflicted wound. So I think to the extent that the Democrats cave in to the angry left part of their base, that it does nothing to help them convince the American people they're interested in security, and indeed, I think, plays right in to the president's supporters' hands.
Indeed, the Senate Democrat who's called for a congressional censure of President Bush for the warrantless eavesdropping did point to that program today as reason to question Hayden's nomination. Wisconsin's Russ Feingold was asked about Hayden at the National Press Club.
He's an impressive guy with a great record, but I do have some serious concerns. As you know, I believe that this warrantless wiretapping program that the president authorized was the bailiwick of Mr. Hayden. And I know that he wasn't the top man, but the fact is he has stood with the president, others, in claiming that somehow the president has inherent authority to do this.
Feingold is a member of the Intelligence Committee, which will hold hearings on Hayden's nomination on a date yet to be announced. Some members of that panel, including California Democrat Dianne Feinstein, have been briefed extensively on the NSA program. Today, she voiced concerns over that program's legality.
This is warrantless surveillance. I believe that is not legal. In my heart of hearts, that's what I believe after looking at this. Why the decision was made not to go to the FISA court is something that I want to understand more clearly and will be asking him.
Feinstein also said she prefers that a civilian head the CIA. Still, she does not regard Hayden's military affiliation as disqualifying.
I believe General Hayden would be either number one, two, or three on anybody's list that knows anything about intelligence. So he's a logical choice.
Another intelligence panel member, Michigan Democrat Carl Levin, has also been briefed on the NSA program. But he says his chief concern with the nomination is whether Hayden can be his own man at the helm of the CIA.
The intelligence was hyped and stretched and exaggerated. The intelligence community was partly to blame, but the policymakers, including the president, vice president, Rumsfeld, have been very much at fault. And the intelligence community did not stand up to them and allowed the American people, in my judgment, to be misled. And the question is whether or not he's going to be a objective kind of a head of the CIA and willing to stand up to the policymakers.
Senators from both parties said they expect many more questions about Hayden's role in the NSA spying program. Wisconsin's Feingold says it would be difficult to vote for him if Hayden fails to say the president is not above the law. Others say they're waiting to hear more before deciding how to vote. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.